Hundreds of years ago, we were neighbors. Miko was a lot more serious about her pursuits back then. But still, the innocence of youth permeated everything. I miss those days sometimes. Miko had just learned to transform into a human, and life was so simple. Every day, she would come find me and let me taste her dreams. Notes of sakura blossom, paper, ink, tricolored dango, and fried tofu. That's what I remember. She would beg me to transform into a human with her and drag me into town to find things that matched the flavors of her dreams. If someone caught us, we would immediately transform back into our original forms and make a break for it. Miko ran so fast, she would leave me in the dust half the time.